ready to get underway here. The Alcona Tigers taking on the Hail Eagles. 3 minutes until we get started here. The Alcona Band is on the field. And so now we will listen as the Alcona Tigers present our national anthem. Fantastic job there by the Marching Tigers. And with that, let's get into the Tigers that marched up and down the field last week on Mayo. 82 points put up by this team last week, Grant. And truly, I mean, 80 points is a lot for two games, let alone to do it in one.
Very impressive. And, you know, the ability to do it by the run because, you know, when I watched Alcona last year, they had a lot of success passing the ball. So it shows me that they're capable of doing it both ways, and that's where you have to be if you want to win the Big Dipper this year. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, what kind of adjustments they make on the defensive side of the ball. But offensively, you know, I look forward to seeing them just keep it rolling like they did last week for sure.
Yeah, we're going to see what they can do on defense. So let's take a quick look at them. Last year they were 5-4. They couldn't make the playoffs last year either. They averaged 35 a game, gave up about 20 per game. So we'll see how they kind of add and how they detract from that. For tonight's game, let's pause for station identification on Hits FM, your power station for sports.
WQLB, Tawas City, Michigan, and WKJZ, Hillman, Alvina.
The Hail Eagles making their way onto the field, and Grant, one thing that they have to look for, they took the ball here. That doesn't necessarily mean they're just going to be given it. They're going to have to be ready to jump on an onside kick.
Yep, watching warm-ups, Alcona was practicing a lot of onside kicks. So, you know, eight-man football, I say always about 75% of the time you're going to see an onside kick. So, got to be ready for it up front for sure.
Tigers getting their last chat here from Coach Summers. Back to receive for the Hail Eagles, number 34, Seth Gibson. Also, number 11, Sean Bernard, and number 7, Wyatt Irwin. Then they got a big line out in the front of five guys. So now it looks like we're about ready to go. The Tigers ready to take the field. Ball will be placed on the 40-yard line. And ready to kick this one away are the Alcona Tigers. Looks like that's number 42. Make sure I get the right Walker. That is Colin Walker. Booting that one away. There's our whistle, and we're ready for play. Opening kick is on the ground, and it will roll out of bounds. And so, Hale gets a decision. Ball on the 35-yard line, which is actually just about where it went out of bounds. Went out of bounds about the 32, or they can have him re-kick. Looks like Hale's going to put their offense out there on the field.
Yeah, absolutely. Take that football and you can get it. You don't want a chance for those onside kicks, and you got what you wanted. You won the coin toss. You want the ball first. You got it. So let's see what kind of adjustments they've made over the week and, you know, see if they've found the holes that Mayo did last week and maybe take advantage of them.
Sophomore captain Sam Patton will lead them out there onto the field. The ball is going to be placed on the 40-yard line. As we get the call and a first down there from the official. Ball placed on the 40. And Sam Patton, the sophomore quarterback, what did you see from Sam? What can we look for this year?
Sam's he's a physical runner, and he's got a good touch on his football. So, you know, if they pass it, I expect it to be pretty accurate. And running-wise, he's a physical runner.
Three wide receivers, two to his left. They go to a tight end. They're going to give it to the tight end on the sweep, who's going to get right back to the line of scrimmage. That was number 42, Jeff Guan. And a host of Tigers able to come in and make the play. Second down and 10.
Yeah, right there. Hale started in a doubles formation. They got two wide receivers way out wide there. They got those wingbacks kind of inside in the slot, but they could also transition to a tight end depending on the play. And, you know, Jeff came in motion right across the formation, was able to pick up, you know, maybe a football length, maybe not, but somewhere there. And, you know, not a great start, but, you know, we'll see how they can build off of that and see what kind of formations they're going to bring out here now.
Looks like they're going to bring out that same exact formation. It is that same formation. Two wide receivers to the left of Patton. Now they bring a different man in motion. Patton's going to run right on a QB keep, and he's going to be back in the backfield, break a tackle, and able to slip ahead for a gain of 2 yards.
Yep, Hale just trying to go to the wide side of the field there. Ball was on the near side hash to try to go on the far side. Able to pick up about a yard, but, you know, obviously you put yourself in a tough situation here in about third and nine, so, you know, look for maybe to do a pass play here, and let's see if the offensive line can give him some time to throw.
High School Football on Hits FM brought to you in part by Happy Acres Real Estate in Hale, Kimmerer Construction of Hale, Cole Forest Products of Lincoln, Allwards Market of Hale, Dockside Marine of Glennie, and Viking Marine of Hubbard Lake. Third down and 8 yards to go. Same formation. They bring Guan in motion. They will hand it off. That's number 34 on a counter, and he's going to be met. Got to the line of scrimmage, Seth Gibson. He'll be taken down. It'll be fourth down and 8.
Yeah, just a little bit of hesitancy right there. You know, they ran the motion in front of the quarterback. They faked that. They did a counter behind with Seth Gibson coming across, and just a little bit too long to develop the play. You know, offensive line just didn't give him a whole lot of time up there to have those things take place in the back, and now in a fourth and long, it looks like they're going to punt the football away here.
It ended up losing a yard, so back to return the kick there for the Tigers. Looks like that's number 3, Garrett Summers. Punt kind of off the side of the foot of the punter. It bounces at the 40 and will roll out of bounds at the 36-yard line. That's where the Tigers will take over with their sophomore quarterback, Garrett Summers, who turned some heads last year at quarterback and turned some heads last week with his performance against the Thunderbolts.
Yeah, anytime you put up 82 points in a football game, you know, everything's clicking on that offense. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how they can bring it into week two. You know, Summers is a dual threat quarterback, so we're going to look forward to seeing what they can do in both the pass and the run game here today, and it should be interesting.
First and 10, they mark the ball out at the 35-yard line. Summers will line up with a running back to his right, two wide receivers to his right, one to his left. Ball on that right hash. They bring a man in motion. That's 21, Jeremiah Bullis. Back to pass is Summers. Fires right side, and it is tipped and incomplete. Not ready for that pass was number 33, Jesse Sheldon. And there looks like a miscommunication. That ball actually almost picked off.
Yeah, they're really lucky right there that Hale didn't have a chance to score, because that could have been a pick six area. The Hale Eagles brought a blitz up the middle, was able to get pressure there late, but the wide receiver did a little curl route, about 4 yards, turned in, and you know, whether it was the sun in his eyes or something took place there where that football was there, but just not converting on it. So it'll be interesting to see when they go to the pass again if they can to fix those kinks out of there.
Same formation. Two wide receivers right, running back right, one wide receiver left. They bring a man in motion and another quick pass right side down, and they would have had a touchdown on the play, but just out in front of Colin Walker. I like that. They figure Walker can win off the line. They just go with a quick little snap pass out in front, and there would have been no one behind them.
Well, there's a problem with it, though. I like the play design, and if you think you can win, you don't throw the quick pass. You want to throw the long pass and let them run underneath of it. See, in eight-man football, there's no safeties, so you're not worried about anybody coming over top on the cross there. So if you think your wide receiver can win one-on-one, quarterback, you know, just loft that football up, let him run underneath of it, and then get the touchdown. Throwing it quick like that gives the defense a chance to cover it, and it also could go short like it did.
Seems to be their fun formation here. Two wide receivers to the right, running back to the right of Summers. There's going to be a give up the middle and fighting for a yard. And this is going to set up fourth down and 3, as running the football there was number 33, Jesse Sheldon.
Yeah, that's a good job right there by Quinton Coleman right there by the Hail Eagles to come in there and make a big play. So, you know, they've done a great job. First three plays, only allowing 3 yards. So we get a fourth and seven here, and I expect Alcona to go for it. So, you know, be ready for that pass game and maybe try taking advantage of that one-on-one matchup again, just a little bit different on a throw now.
Last week they did a couple of options with Summers being able to run with Sheldon. I think that might be something that they could go to here and make Hale make a decision on defense. Man in motion is Bullis. Back to pass is Summers. Fires deep over the middle. Caught by Walker. Walker in a foot race. 25-20, 15-10, 5, touchdown. As that is 42, Colin Walker on a slant route over the middle. That is a 63-yard touchdown pass on fourth down.
Yeah, great job right there. Wide receiver ran a little slant route in the middle of the field. Quarterback did a good job at seeing where those linebackers are, getting that football over top of the linebackers, getting the ball in stride to his wide receiver, and he was able to make it there for 60-plus. So that was a great play call, great execution, and you know, Alcona's finding themselves in a familiar spot here, and that's going for the point after.
Yeah, I doubt they punted much. I know there's some interceptions last week, but not a lot of punting happening last week. So to be, again, in shotgun is Walker straight. He's kind of in the pistol now, and now he moves back into shotgun with Sheldon next to him. Roll out right, looking to pass. Float over the middle, and in the eyes, sun in the eyes of Sheldon, he never saw that football. It would have been right to him. It goes right kind of in between his hands, right over his head. So with 8:48 remaining in our first quarter, it's Alcona 6 and Hail Nothing on Hits FM 103.3 and 94.9. 6-0 Tigers, 8:45 to play in the first. Onside kick recovered by the Hail Eagles, number 11, able to just kind of easily fall on the ball. That was Sean Bernard. Aggressive out of that second level. Go makes the play at 35-yard line. This game brought to you in part by Coletta Aravas. Go to My Michigan Health, Wilson & Son Septic Service of Hale and Prescott, and Wilson & Trucking Excavating of Hale and Prescott. The Eagles take over on the 35. Patton with a running back to his right, two wide receivers to his left. Man in motion is Bernard. It's turn, give right up the middle, and a nice hole there for number 34. He's able to pick up about 15 yards across the 50, and that'll be a first down for Seth Gibson.
Yeah, really good job right there by the offensive line, allowing a lot of space there for Seth to get that ball, hold it tight, get right there for a good first down. And, you know, Hale, you know, even though you gave up the big touchdown, they had three good plays on defense. And that's something that, you know, they probably didn't have last week, and that's something Alcona didn't experience against last week. So a little bit of momentum there. You've done a good job recovering the onside kick, and now you got a first down. So I'm looking forward to seeing them continue to run the ball here up the middle.
Alcona defense gave up 52 points last week, too. Man in motion. Patton's going to take it right up the gut, kind of meets a tackle at the line, and able to fight through some of the big guys, and able to get across the 45-yard line to the 44, pickup of, let's say, 5 on the play. And so that'll set up second down and 5.
Yeah, and Sam Patton's going to do that. You know, if you've watched Hale the last couple of years, they had Robert Roseborough at quarterback, and he kind of played as a halfback when he's back there. Sam, he's more of a fullback. He's going to tuck that ball. He's going to go out on there, and he's going to try forcing his way to get 3 or 4 yards, and he's able to get 5 that time just like that. So I'm looking forward to him, you know, keeping that physicality up throughout the game.
Gibson to the right of Patton. They bring Bernard in motion, and it's going to be a rollout right. Not a lot going here in Patton, just going to try and work upfield to try and find something. Still loses 2 yards on the play as Alcona really blew that play up.
Yeah, and that's the situation there, is the offensive line got to the second level, but they didn't take care of the first level at all. So you got to take care of those guys in front of you. Don't worry about getting the linebackers yet. So, you know, just something simple there. You got to focus on your block in front of you and trying to take that next step. It's all about that first step and working your way to the second level. So, you know, that's something that Coach Bernard's going to be watching, and hopefully they can build on in this game, is working on the blocks in front of them a little bit.
Patton gets him set up. He's alone now. Two wide receivers to either side of him. Man in motion is Gibson, and it's a give to Gibson, and that's blown up again. And that is that first play on first down that got 5 yards. They've lost almost all of it as Seth Gibson loses himself 3 yards, and that'll set up 4th and 9 on the Alcona 48-yard line. 6-0 Alcona halfway through our first quarter. And looks like they're going to punt this one away. Don't see too many punts in 8-man football on the opposite side of the field.
No, pretty surprised at the decision, but, you know.
Good punt. Good end over end. Can it stop? Oh, my gosh. It's inside the 15 and down to the 12. Great punt. How about that? I think that was 11. Sean Bernard, he punted that one away.
Yeah, very good punt right there by the Hale Eagles. And, you know, they were able to get down there and recover before getting in the end zone. And now you've pinned Alcona all the way back. And, you know, like I say, those first three plays you did a really good job at. It was just that coverage breakdown there. You just got outmanned, and that's just what it is. And it's going to happen. So, you know, let's see how they respond to it. And, you know, really good punt. Special teams, if you listened last week, I love my special teams. I talked about it a lot. So that was a great play there. Let's see if Hale can build off of it.
Ball's officially down to the 13. That's where the Tigers will take over. Summers has Sheldon next to him. Two wide receivers to his right and one to his left. It's going to be give Sheldon up the gut. Met at the line. He's going to be driven back. He's only going to pick up about a yard to the 14-yard line. Second down and 9.
Yeah, really good job by Hill there. They got in there. They stayed low, and that's Jeff Guan. And that's a name we're going to hear a lot tonight. He got in there. He's really physical off the snap of the football, and you got to be. You know, you're down on numbers. You don't have very many upperclassmen. You got to step up, and he's done so far. And I think he actually had that punt there too. So, you know, Jeff's making some big plays here, and now you put him in a second and 9 situation. I'm looking forward. You know, Alcona's going to pass the ball again. They're going to take that shot. So let's see if Hale can respond.
Two wide receivers left, one to the right, running back to the right. Summers will turn, hand to Sheldon. No, he kept that one on his hip. Now he goes right side, able to get a block and bounce outside. Now he's going down the sideline. He'll be finally pushed out of bounds at the 43-yard line. And that'll be a first down as Summers able to work on that, you know, read option, if that was a designed play action, essentially. But he was able to get around to the outside.
Yep, looked like a designed play fake right there. Defense bit on it really hard, and, you know, Summers did a great job at it. And if it wasn't for Seth Gibson there being the last resort, he was going to go for 6 all the way down the end. So, you know, I think that's something if Alcona wants to, they probably could run him quite a bit and have success with that on the outside. It would be interesting to see how they use him going forward if they want to run him that much tonight.
Summers with a running back behind him. Tight end now in motion. And back to pass. Quick shot over the middle and tipped away. Going to give Sam Patton getting his hand in the face there of William Liebler. And so I'm not sure if he got a hand on it, but I think that the defense there at least caught the attention. So good job by Patton.
Yeah, sometimes all that matters is that the defense is in the right position. You know, that just that taking the focus off the football right there. If the defense is right there in position, that could cause you to drop that football. So good job at Hale by staying in football position right there in a good way.
Second down and 10 on the 43-yard line. Alcona on their own side of the field. They go bunch formation here. No wide receivers. Summers will hand that one off to Sheldon. Bounces it outside. Hale does a good job of stringing it out and holding him to only a couple of yards. He'll be marked out of bounds at the 46-yard line. Now set up 3rd and 7.
Looked like some 2016 Alcona Tiger football out here. Full house formation. Coach Franklin used to coach that up. They, you know, Alcona used to be always known for a full house. Quarterback being under center. 3 running backs. Their running backs always used to have these black armbands on, and they always had a really dark football, so you could never see where it was at. So I remember when we used to play against them, you'd be practicing with a Nerf football all week because you didn't know whoever had the football. They're all carrying out fakes. So you wanted to play with something really small where you couldn't see it. And it's a little bit different seeing them in the shotgun now in this spread formation.
Running back behind Summers brings a man in motion, Jeremiah Bullis. It's going to be a pitch to Sheldon on the left side. And he's going to be taken down. Sam Patton able to trip him up. And this is going to set up 4th down and about 4 on the 49-yard line. Man, Hale might have been reading some press clippings this week because they are out here playing hard on defense.
You have to be. You know, when you have a week like you did last week at home to start your season off, nobody likes that. That's not fun for anybody, and especially for everybody on that field right now, for Hale, the coaches and players. So, you know, you're going to have a little bit more extra motivation. And, you know, they got a big game next week, a trophy game that I'm sure we're going to talk about later in the show that they want to build momentum towards that too. So, you know, they're coming out here and they're playing hard. And you can see with those leaders that we mentioned on top of the show with Sam Pat and Jeff Guan right now.
4th down and 3. Alcona scored on 4th down on their first possession. Back to pass, Summers rolling out right. He's got pressure. Now he's just going to try and take off and run. Got a block, and he makes a man miss, and he'll be taken down at the Hale 40-yard line, able to pick up about 13, 14 yards and a 1st down.
Yeah, as mentioned a couple plays ago, you know, I think that if Summers wants to run, that opportunity is going to be there. And it's just a matter of how much do you want to run him. You know, you probably want to work on some other things and maybe not have him run the ball as much, but you know, in desperate times, you know, on a big play like that, you're going to put the ball in one of your best player's hands and let him do his thing.
No, he was telling us that he kind of wants to work on throwing the ball a little bit, that he they ran the ball a lot against Mayo. They want to see what they have with the arm of Garrett Summers. They want to see what they got. They go back to that full house set. Summers will hand that one off to Walker. Walker finding a hole up the middle. And now to the right side. And now he's in a foot race to the end zone. One man to beat, and he's gone. Touchdown for Colin Walker. A 40-yard touchdown run, and he's got a couple of long ones already in this contest.
Yeah, when they go to that full house formation, you're expecting a run play up the middle. That's what they did up the middle, and Walker just did a great job at, you know, holding that ball tight, getting through that line of scrimmage and with the burst of speed right there. So, you know, Alcona, you know, showing that they had the ability to score a touchdown with a big pass play and now with a big run play. So, Hales finding themselves down here, and let's see how they respond to this two-point conversion and when they get the ball back.
Yeah, that is Colin Walker. A burst of speed. He's a big kid, but that burst of speed through the second level is pretty impressive. Sheldon is behind Summers, two wide receivers to the left, Walker to the right.
Let's see, last time two-point conversion, the sun in the eyes was a factor in the pass play, so let's see they have now.
They're going to go fade to the left side and overthrown by Summers as they looked for number nine, William Liebler. So with 3:36 to play in our first, it's Alcona 12, Hail Nothing on Hits FM, your power station for sports. Twelve nothing Alcona, 3.5 to play in the first. This game brought to you in part by Coletta Air of Oscoda, My Michigan Health, Colvin's Heating and Cooling of Northeast Michigan, Kathy Jane's Boutique of Hale, the Bearsdorf of Hale and Mercantile Bank in West Branch in Fairview. A high kick and a fair catch called for by Bernard, and he will have it at the 32-yard line.
You know, Brad, you look at this 12-0 early for Alcona, and Coach Summers is happy about that. But I can tell you what he's not happy about, and that's the two-point conversions. That is something that, you know, as a team, you work on so much. And, you know, coming off a week where you scored so many points, what's the little things you want to work on this week in a game where you're anticipating a similar outcome, maybe? Two-point conversions. You want to work on converting. On the first play, they did a rollout there. Sun got in the eyes of the receiver, unable to complete it. Second time, they do a fade route, which I'm not a huge fan of a fade route, especially for 2 points. So I'm curious to see the progress in the play calling for the two-point conversions as we continue the game.
Patton with a running back to his right, two wide receivers to the left. It's going to be a give to them, and that just got blown up. Three Tigers in the backfield. That's a loss of five back to the 30-yard line. And, well, the two Alcona Tigers help pick up number 34, Seth Gibson. You like to see that.
Yeah, good little sportsmanship there. That's very nice. And, you know, I don't think Hale's going to be too happy with their offensive line in the huddle right now. So, you know,
no, that was he had nowhere to go. He got the ball, saw three blue jerseys, and it was kind of over from there. 3:05 to play. Chad Meyer back to the radio station for us today on our sister station, WKJC, Millington over Ottawa, 6-0. Just elsewhere around, Maple City Glen Lake with a 7-6 lead over Oscoda. Get in shotgun. They bring Bernard in motion, and they're going to give it to Bernard, and that is going to go back to the, where are they marking this down, the 25? That is a loss of about 8 on the play, and that'll set up 3rd and a little over 20.
Yeah, that was a jet sweep to the right side there, and that's a situation where the defense knew the play, beat the play, and got to the play before the running back even was supposed to be where he's at. So, you know, you're in a 3rd and possible here, but I'm looking forward to seeing if Hale's going to pass the ball a little bit. You know, because I do know what Sam Patton's capable of doing in the pass game, and, you know, he has a really solid arm, so I'm curious to see if that's going to be something they're going to go to later in this game maybe.
Man in motion is again Bernard. Back to pass is Patton. He will look deep over the middle and just underthrown. Xander Johnson, who did pop open a little bit there on the play, got it over the top of the outstretched arms of the linebacker and just kind of just a little short of his receiver.
Yeah, difficult throw, trying to get it over top of the linebackers, trying to get it in front of the corners, and it's just a bang-bang play where, you know, maybe the receiver could have dove for it, but the ball needs to be up higher. And that's something with more reps, you're going to get more practice at it. But it was nice to see him take a shot and, you know, be so close to having a big play.
Jeff Guan back to punt this one away. Summers is back to return the kick. Line drive kick. Bounces. Fielded by Summers at the 47. He's up to the 40. And he's going to move to the outside. Break a tackle. And he'll be brought down at the Hale 34-yard line. Good punt return there by the Alcona Tigers, and that's something, again, that's interesting. You know, you mentioned how often they're going to see Summers run. How often is he going to be back on returning kicks.
And I'm sure the head coach is probably not thrilled about him not going out of bounds. That's a play right there. Get as many yards as you can, then go out of bounds. You know, you're a team that wants to win the Big Dipper. You need your quarterback to be able to do it. And, you know, even though he's probably your best elusive athlete and the best guy to be the returner, it's probably a situation where you don't need to fight for that extra yard yet.
He's a sophomore. He'll learn. He's just a young kid. All right, so now they're going to go empty set, two wide receivers to either side. And bring a man in motion, give to the motion man who cuts it immediately upfield and taken down after a gain of about five on the play at the Hale 31-yard line was Jeremiah Bullis.
Little pass play right there. The guy went in motion, does a little toss in front to the motion man. That is considered a pass play on the stat sheet, so good for the quarterback to be able to get those yards. And, you know, they said they want to work on the pass game. That's one way to do it, I guess.
It's one way to do it. That goes down as passing yards. If you have Jeremiah Bullis in your high school PPR league, he gets a reception for that. So, you know, that'll be good. 1:15 to play in our first quarter, 12-0 Alcona over the top of Hale. Summers in shotgun. He's going to keep it on his left side, and he's got a big hole. Got a block on the outside, and he's going to go. Touchdown for the Alcona Tigers. Great block there by William Liebler. And it is a 18-0 game here in the first quarter.
Yep, quarterback run. It's just it's an easy option right now for Alcona if they want to, and it's there. And, you know, very good job by the quarterback seeing where the open space was and having that burst of speed to get past the defense. So, but as I mentioned this a little bit ago, two-point conversions. I'm curious to see what does Alcona do here on the two-point. You know, that's a thing where you play these tougher teams like in Inland Lakes and Rogers City and Augury, which they do later in the year. Those two-point conversions be the difference of winning and losing. So let's see what they got drawn up here to convert.
I actually have that where a few years ago Maya was playing Kingston in the postseason, and Maya scored more touchdowns, but Kingston converted more two-point conversions and ended up winning. This is a pitch play to the right, and Sheldon, this is going to be in. He was able to get the ball across the line. As he was taken down. So with 59 seconds remaining in our first quarter, it's Alcona 20, Hale nothing on Hits FM, your power station for sports. Ready to boot this one away. Two onside kicks and one deep kick here for Walker so far. Let's see what they go with. Onside kick up the middle and fielded and downed right away by number 55 for the Hale Eagles. That's Dalton Jarumba.
Yep, good business decision right there. Take that onside kick, take the knee, and don't get hurt. So that's good to see. And they got the ball at the 50-yard line. And, you know, I mentioned it last series. Let's see him pass a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, the pass play was so close to converting, and that would have been a big first down play. So let's see if they, let's see him rip the ball out there a little bit and try moving the sticks a little bit.
Jarumba gets bonus points, one, because he's one of the four seniors on the team, and two, he has the best name on the team. Gets bonus points for the radio when he had the best name on the team. See what the Hale Eagles do. Ball on the 48-yard line of their own. Patton brings Bernard in motion, and the snap hits Bernard, and the Falcons dive on it. The Tigers dive on it. And that is Alcona football snapping the ball to the motion guy. Just a little bit of a missed time there by the Eagles. That one hits the motion man on the way through and is recovered by the Tigers.
Well, it's the risk you run when you do motion so much, and I know it. You know, coaching at Hale the last 2 years, we ran motion 95% of the time, and it's a tough thing to do, and especially if you have young players in there, the timing is everything on a motion. So, you know, it's learning pains. It's something you got to develop with the timing, but, you know, it's never an easy transition to do motion as much as they do, and hopefully they can get that down and develop a better timing.
So the Tigers will take over again on the Hale 48-yard line. They bring a man in motion, and a pitch to the left. That's Sheldon. Sheldon bounces to the outside. Now he's going to go down the sideline. He'll be pushed out of bounds, but not before he gets a first down and a pickup of 13 to the Hale 37-yard line.
Yeah, so if I had to guess with that play right there, that's a situation where Coach Summers, he saw the two-point conversion where they scored, but he wasn't thrilled with it. That was a really bang-bang play right there. That was a toss play that he was probably expecting to be wide open, so we're going to run it first play out here. We're going to run that same toss play. We're going to go to the left side this time, and he was able to pick the first down and really good blocking up front.
I'm surprised we have not seen them put the ball in the air a little bit. They have a goal here that they're trying to get to, but I was surprised they haven't kind of opened this up for Summers even a little bit more. see what you have in the quarterback there?
For sure, and you want to practice a lot because we mentioned those tough games they're going to have later in the season. You know, that practice is going to do great for him right now. So Hale's in a 3-3 defense. That's an opportunity to pass the ball if they want to.
Back to passes. Summers rolling out right, avoids pressure, and it is thrown behind Bullis, and he slips and can't make the catch. He's a high school quarterback. He's just a high school sophomore, so I don't want to rag it. You know, this is kind of nitpicking, but leave the pocket a little early there because that looks like a pocket play. It looked like he might have had some time to hang in there.
I think it was a design rollout, just the way that his footwork was showing me. It was a design rollout, and it's just a ball that you need to – it needs to be receiver or sideline. And what he did is he threw it inside. The receiver's expecting to catch that ball in an outside way. When you turn him inside, it's really tough to recover on that. So it's just a timing play. It's something that the quarterback and receiver need to work on a lot more. And, you know, they will over time, but maybe even more coming up here in the next couple plays and get back to it.
Second down and 10 from the Hale 36. Man in motion is Bullis, who now will cut up field. Summers again back to pass, fires left side, and again short. Just threw off his back foot as he looked for William Liebler.
Yeah, two things I saw in that play right there. One, the receiver did a great job of getting open. Quarterback just underthrew him a little bit. But two, Alcona's got to be careful because that's twice now I've seen where they've run in a legal motion. They're trying to do like the CFL style where they're going to get that guy in motion going towards the line of scrimmage. And they got to be careful with that. If the officials start to pick up, that should be a 5-yard penalty. So just a little thing there, but they're sending the motion. These receivers are starting to come a little bit towards the line of scrimmage. You got to stay in a straight line down in that motion there.
Now, he's definitely turning before the snap of the football. Third down and 10, back to pass, Summers. Big pressure up front, able to break one tackle, throw over the middle, and it is caught. And able to get upfield is number 53 on the catch. He's got enough for a first down. And
we're going to have a conversation about this because they're not sure if this is an eligible receiver. 53 might have been an offensive lineman here.
He is listed as offensive line. Logan Zuchowski is. That's got to be a flag, right? Yes,
yep.
It is. So Jeff Erickson will drop it down. I knew when he caught it. I'm like, there's no way that's a receiver.
And I think he knew when he caught it, too, because you could tell he's not caught a football before in a game. So, you know, good job of catching it. Wasn't supposed to go to you, and you're not supposed to do that. But, you know, that won't count on the stat sheet for the quarterback or the receiver. Unfortunately, it's going to count as a penalty on them. So, but good job by Hale getting the pressure.
They missed assignment somewhere there, though, because,
yeah.
I mean, right as he snapped it, they were through.
Yep, so what I think there, if I had to guess, and just watch that, maybe a screen pass where the offensive line is supposed to come out of their stance. They're just supposed to tap Hale a little bit, and then you let him go past, and you try throwing that ball over top. But instead, they didn't do the tap. Hale just went straight back there, had great pressure on the quarterback, and, you know, young, inexperienced quarterback, threw the ball in the middle of the field. Maybe in a situation like that, you just want to throw that ball in the ground. Okay, don't let anybody get a chance to catch that because he didn't know who he was throwing it to. That could have easily been a white jersey right there going back for six. So, you know, it's a situation. It's just learning. It's just growing. You know, and in a time like that, either one, take the sack, but your best choice would have been just try throwing it in the ground and then take an incomplete pass.
The officials are still talking here. They dropped the flag. Now it looks like Jeff Erickson ready to make the call. I think they're trying to decide where the penalty is marked from. So an eligible receiver downfield or illegal touching is going to be the call. 5-yard penalty. It'll be marked from the previous line of scrimmage. So they'll move it back to about the 40-yard line. Yeah, officially the 42-yard line. So there it is. Third down and about 16 or 17. Here will be the play here for the Tigers. 17 seconds to go in our first quarter. It's 20-0. Alcona over the top of Hale. Man in motion is Bullis. Roll out right here for Summers. He's going to fire deep down the field and just off the hands of Walker, who kind of stopped with it. He throw was just a little bit inside of Walker. And Coach Summers immediately doing some coaching to his young quarterback.
Yeah, it's that throw right there is something we watched last week a lot with St. Francis and Wyatt Nacetas, where you just want to get that ball in your hands just a little bit quicker. The receiver's open, get him when he's open. And even though you might not feel the most comfortable throwing it at the time, just get it up there, let your guy go make a play, and just wait a little bit too long. And, you know, now we're going to see Alcona punt the football, you know, which is not something we were probably expecting to see after the first couple series of today.
I'm not sure Hale trusts it. They have no returner. They ain't buying it. There's the punt. Way up in the air. Good punt here. That ball will bounce, run towards the end zone, and it'll be dove on, and it'll go into the end zone. Walker knocked it into the end zone.
What a bang bang play on a punt right there. That was highly entertaining. That's maybe a top 10 play right there if he's not able to stop it. But you know, unfortunately for Hale, that ball was able to go in the end zone and get the ball back at the 25 yard line on the touchback. But wow, I mean, big opportunity that could have been for Alcona to be able to pin him on the 1 yard line there.
And we'll flip sides of the field to do that. That ends our first quarter. At the end of one, it is Alcona 20, Hale nothing on Hits FM, your power station for sports. Twenty to nothing, the Alcona Tigers over top of the Hale Eagles after a quarter of play. This game brought to you in part by the Hale Insurance Agency, Westside Body Shop in Hale, Kohl's Appliance of Lincoln and Tawa City, Plainfield Township, Travis Sanitation of Oscoda, and Big Bob's Breakfast and Lunch of Hale. Saw some positives from the Eagles in that quarter.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, special teams was a positive. They had a really good punt. They were able to recover the onside kicks. They brought some good pass rush on the quarterback a couple times, so we'll see how they can build off of it here in the second quarter for sure.
Eagles take over on the 20-yard line. Patton will line up with a running back to his right. It's a snap. It's going to be a give to number 32. He's able to find a little bit of a crease. Break a tackle. Still going to the 40. Into midfield. Taken down finally at the 45-yard line of Alcona. Big run on first down for number 32, Cole Koepke.
Yeah, and Cole's a player. I don't know if we touched on him in the pregame, but he's probably their best runner. And he had an opportunity towards later in the end of the season last year where he was able to get a couple of rushing touchdowns. So that was a really good run right there. And he's a guy he's not going to stop. You're going to have a couple guys to bring him down. He's just going to be a really forceful runner for sure.
35 yards on first down. Has the Eagles with a little bit of momentum. Didn't call his name at all. Maybe could have had some sort of something happen where he didn't play the first quarter.
Yeah, I don't think he was out there at all. Yeah. So it could be a big momentum switch for Hale getting one of their better players here.
They're going to this time now give it to 34. He's going to dive into the line as that's Seth Gibson. He's able to pick up about 3 yards, make it second and seven.
Really good job right there by the offensive line getting off the ball. And if you could pick up 3 yards, you're going to take it all day. Just keep running that football and be able to move it a little bit.
I think my education tells me, my CMU education tells me that 3 times 4 gets you 12 yards on the first down. You run 3 yards 4 times, you'll be all right.
Well, hopefully CMU can use their education tonight against Oklahoma State and have a competitive game.
3 yards at a time. We'll be working with it. Hand off to the right side and moving backwards. That's not what you like on the jet sweep. Back to 32, Cole Koepke. And a loss of about 4, maybe 5 on the play. And got the ball and immediately took a step backwards because he saw the blue jerseys coming. And that's when we just kind of eat it and realize that play's going nowhere.
Yep, a little bit of hesitancy there by Cole, and you know, maybe not playing the first quarter, maybe not being the freshest, and now he's out here. He had a really good run, but you want to try going forward as much as possible. That time you were going back, and now you put yourself in a 3rd and 12, and you know what I want to see on a 3rd and 12. I want to see him pass the ball. Well, let's see Sam get that ball and try passing a little bit, and let's see what they've called here.
You're down 20-0 second quarter. I don't think you got a ton to lose right now. Let's see what you can do with your young sophomore quarterback. Two wide receivers to the left. He's got a running back to his right to bring a man in motion. It is a pass for Patton. A lot of pressure in his face. Steps up and throws it just a little bit short of his intended receiver, Jeff Guan. But pass is short, but you don't want to give him credit. He did not run away from the pressure. He stepped in, made the throw, just happened to be a little short.
Yeah, he's going to stick in there, and he's going to take the hit. And he's a little bit different style of a quarterback than what they've had the last couple of years because, you know, last year Robert would have moved out of the pocket and probably ran that. And Sam's just not that type of quarterback, and that's fine. And, I think one play there, they kept a running back in for pass protection. The running back needs to pick up the left side because the tight end was on the right side. So when you have 3 offensive linemen and you have your tight end on the right side, you need to even that out, put your running back, go to the left side to run block. They had a little bit more on the right, blind side, left side there, got blown up. And unfortunately for that, you know, Sam got hit, short throw, and now you're in a 4th down situation, and it looks like they're going to go for it.
So not in punt formation. Patton in shotgun brings a man in motion. They're going to give it to the motion man, Koepke. Koepke's going to try and work his way upfield, break a tackle, and be pushed out of bounds after a gain of about 6 on the play, not enough for a first down. And so that will be a first down for the Alcona Tigers at their own 43-yard line.
Yeah, not good right now. Jeff Guan gets up. He's limping a little bit after that play, and that's not what you have. You can't afford that if you're Hale right now. He's too important of a player. So, that play right there, 4th and 12, run a jet sweep to the short side of the field, doesn't give yourself a whole lot of room to make that up. So, You know, maybe try doing a reverse or try doing some kind of trickery on that type of play. But unfortunately, they ran into the short side, didn't have a whole lot of room there. Now Alcona gets the ball here at the like 44, 43-yard line. And let's see if they can pass it. They've had some struggles not being able to complete the ball. I think that they want to work on that. So let's see what they're able to do.
Summers will line up in shotgun. He's got no running backs with him. I'm sure someone's coming in motion. There it is. Bolas comes in motion across the line. Roll out to the right for Summers. Quick pass to Bolas. Able to catch it. Get his way upfield. Breaks a tackle, and he is pushed out of bounds at the 46-yard line of Hale, and that's pickup of 12 and a first down.
Yep, doing that motion right there. Going a little forward on the motion, but they're getting away with it. So if you're going to get away with it, might as well take advantage of it until they call it. And that's a good play right there. I like to call that it's a motion play where you're getting in the flats. It's a motion flat route. And quarterback did a really good job of getting that ball on his outside shoulder. That way he's able to turn it up and get more yards. If it was thrown on the inside, the defense would have been able to get there and make a big play. So really good job by the quarterback to be able to get that ball where it needed to be.
Coach Grant Corbin on sound will be all over the official right now. He's moving. He's going upfield.
All over him.
Back to pass. It's a pop pass right in front, according to Sheldon. Sheldon to the outside, to the 35. Now inside the 15 to the 20, and he's going to get upfield for a touchdown. He'll be taken down into the end zone, but touchdown. Alcona Tigers, what a run by Jesse Sheldon.
Had a little bit of a stiff arm, had a little bit of a swim move, and he's probably doing the Dougie in the end zone or doing the gritty or something right now because he's bringing out all the moves. That was an exciting run right there. It looked like he was just moving along, just jogging, missed tackle, blocked the tackle. So that was an impressive run right there by Alcona, and they've shown they've been able to run the ball.
Yeah.
And they've had success doing it, but the one thing that Coach Summers said that he wanted to work on today was pass the ball. Aside from that big pass play that started the game, not a whole lot going there.
That's a passing touchdown. That was a pop pass. That's a passing touchdown
there.
Yeah, so that we're going to credit it to him. 26 to nothing right now after the 46-yard touchdown pass-ish. They bring him right in motion. Summers is going to drop straight back, fire to the right side, and nice catch there by number 34. That's Nathan Nardi who makes the play, and the two-point conversion is good. So with 9:30 to play in our second quarter, it's Alcona 28, Hale nothing on Hits FM, your power station for sports. The Alcona Tigers over top of the Hale Eagles. 9.5 to play in our second quarter. After the second touchdown pass of the day by Garrett Summers. Good high kick here. Will bounce and be picked up by number 34 for the Hale Eagles. That's Seth Gibson. Gibson able to slip a couple of tackles, and he'll make his way to the 33-yard line, and it'll be first down there for Hale.
You know, that was nice, Bray, to see a kick return where they didn't have four people back there trying to do
four
all kinds of runs.
Four people running around with a
yeah.
Little...
good kick, good return. Switched the ball where it needed to go on a different sideline. When you're running to that right sideline, when I had that ball in your right arm, he did a good job at switching that, and a little spin move, too.
Yeah, he made a nice little move to get there.
Looks like we have timeout for Hale.
Oh, Hale, I guess, did take a timeout. Well, we'll take a 30 with him and 9:19 to play in the second quarter. Hale's going to take the field next on Hits FM, your primary station for sports. Hot. 28-0 Alcona over the top of Hale. This game brought to you in part by the Hale Hardware Do It Center, C.A. Haynes Realty of Hale and West Branch, Alpena, Alcona Area Credit Union, 10 locations to serve you. Huron Community Bank in Alpena, Community College of Alpena, and Skoda. After what is... is this a two-minute timeout? What do we go full TV timeout? Is that what happened right here? Like, we go full media?
Well, you know what it is. Coach Bernard probably listened to our show from last week on Podbean on the rerun, and he heard that Coach Miller was calling timeouts on first down, so might as well do it himself.
Got to try it. It's one time to go.
And a doubles formation for Hale, motion across.
They're going to hand that off to Gibson. Gibson is going to break the tackle of Walker, fight his way back towards the line of scrimmage, and he's going to gain a yard.
That's one of the most impressive one-yard runs you're going to see all season.
It really is.
I mean, he broke a tackle in the backfield there. He was beat on it. Everybody was beat on it. Then he broke about three more just to gain that 1 yard. And that right there is something where you're going to watch film on Monday. Man, let's run like Seth Gibson just ran right there. And that's going to help build that momentum and, you know, hopefully any kind of positive vibes out of this game into the next week and in the rest of the season, because that was a great run right there for 1 yard.
That really, I mean, you figure there's – four broken tackles right there just in a short amount of time. That's powerful running, keeping those legs going. So we'll see what they can do with it now. 2nd and 9 after Seth Gibson able to keep him ahead of the sticks. Man in motion. It's snap, and that's going to be handed off to Gibson again, who never really got the football, and so he was slowed down. And now that's actually Cole Koepke who got that one, 32. And what was a two-yard gain on first down, now a loss of seven on second down, brings it back to the 29-yard line.
Yeah, and that's another timing situation right there. We talked about the motion, the motion across there with the snap. Just got a little bit of fumble with the running back getting it. Supposed to be the quarterback, then a handoff to the running back. I think it hit the running back while he was in the motion there and messes up the timing for everything, and it's shown in a, you know, six-yard loss here. Now on a third and 15, let's see what they do. Last time they were put in a long situation like this, they kind of ran a jet sweep to the short side of the field. Maybe you run a counter this time. Maybe reverse, you know, do that jet sweep to the right side again, reverse to the left, maybe try opening up a hole here on the defense.
28-0 Alcona, 7:40 to go here in our second quarter. Man in motion is Hail Eagle, and then it's a quarterback keeper for Patton, and he might have got back to the line of scrimmage. I think they are marking him back at it, but Gibson came in motion, but it was a play fake to him, and then Patton was able to only get back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, that play didn't do a whole lot there, and now you're going to be bringing that punt team probably back out on the field, so looks like a different punter back there. And, you know, I know eight-man football practices, you don't do a whole lot with a backup punter, so this will be interesting.
Looks like that's 72, Kenneth Carpenter. Snaps a little low. Punt is a line drive that'll bounce, and it's going to be downed by Patton at the 44-yard line. And I saw before that punt, Alcona had no intention of returning that. Coach Summers looked at his kick returner, Garrett Summers, and waved his hand over his head saying, we're for catching this. We're not trying to return it up 28-0 here, and we got some offense that we need to work on. On our sister station, Hits FM, it is Millington 20, and Tawas area, our sister station, WKJC, it is Millington 20 and Tawas 0, and then Oscoda has a 14-7 lead over Maple City Glen Lake in a quick little area scoreboard.
And last I saw from Ben Murphy, Winmore Prescott's up 12-0 on Charleston Heston as well.
First and 10 from the 45, Summers turn, handoff Sheldon. Sheldon switches to that left side, and he'll be taken down. Good tackle there by the Hail Eagles, and so it'll be a pickup of 5 to midfield. So I was a little worried when Jeff Guan wasn't the punter that maybe he was out, but Guan is out there, so and he was not limping around right there. So I think they're just, if it was his right foot that I saw him kind of holding up in the air, so right leg of some sort. So maybe they're just trying to, you don't need to kick the ball then if we have that problem.
Yeah, a little bit of precaution, and you know, Coach Bernard knows what's ahead of him. Next week's a little bit more of a competitive game that they're probably looking forward to a little bit more than this. So, you know, let's not risk anything further here, and you know, just get out of this.
Second and 5 at midfield. Summers will hand off Sheldon. Sheldon met in the backfield and taken down by Guan. What a play by Jeff Guan.
Maybe he did want to punt the football. Maybe he wants to punt it. He wants to kick it. He wants to throw it right there. He wanted to take that quarterback. He wanted to take him home because, you know, he hit him hard. He got back that backfield. He made a big play right there. And that one right there is going to be a great one on film.
That's a good one. Jeff Guan is one of Kurt Romberger's favorite players of Hail. Our last couple of years we've done games. Talk about Robert Roseberry a lot. David Wanty was really good. You mentioned Keaton Ledwick a couple of years ago. I've never heard anybody talk quite as much as he talked about Jeff Guan when we've done games the last couple of years, and that right there is why. Third down and 6 from the 49-yard line. They marked it as only a loss of 1. Summers is by himself. Bullis comes across in motion. And rolling out right, quick pass to Bullis. That same pass out into the flat. Bullis able to break a tackle and slip across midfield, and he'll be taken down at the Hail 40-yard line, enough for a first and 10.
And I get our first update from our biggest game that we talked about in the pre-show, Ithaca and Standish, and it looks like Ithaca's up 8-0 on Standish right now. I do not know what quarter, though.
I assume that game, you know, a lot of running, probably right around our point here, mid-second quarter or so. We got 5 minutes to play in our second quarter. It's 28-0 Alcona over Hail. On our sister station, WKJC, Brian Canfish Johnson just texted me. They're catching up to us. It's now 27-0 Millington over Tawas. So a couple of quick strikes there from Millington these last 15 minutes or so. Summers in shotgun, back to pass on first down, looking deep, and he'll fire left side, and that is going to be caught. That's Sheldon. Sheldon down the sideline, one man to beat, touchdown, and a pass that I thought was going to get picked off instead is a 40-yard touchdown pass, and we're going to have a flag. So we'll see if this touchdown stands. The flag is way up at the 16-yard line of the Hail Eagles.
Yeah, I think it's going to be an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty right there. Alcona player hit a Hail player when he wasn't looking there while they were running the touchdown. So let's see what they have.
Blindside block and first down. And so that'll be a illegal blindside hit, which is something to, I mean, at all levels of football, they're trying to take care of. You have to make sure that you are squared to the player that you are hitting and that he sees you coming.
And in that point, in that situation right there, it wasn't necessary. He was going to score a touchdown no matter what. So, yeah. You know, that's a play right there that, yes, Alcona's up 28-0, and you're happy about the outcome, but Coach Summers is not happy about that. That is a play right there that they're going to circle and talk about a lot because that's just so unnecessary. It hurts your team, and you should be celebrating a touchdown right now. Instead, you're all the way backed up to about the 33-yard line. So,
first and 10 from the 33. Man in motion is Bullis. Summers will turn, pitch to Sheldon. Sheldon will work upfield, break a tackle, cut back inside, bowl over a couple of defenders, and he'll be taken down and enough for a first down at the 21-yard line, gain of about 12.
And going back to that play where the blindside block was called, you know, you thought it was almost intercepted there. I think the Hail player thought it was too. And, you know, he jumped at the ball a little bit too soon and allowed the receiver to get behind him and make that play. And that was a good throw right there by the quarterback. A little risky, but it worked out. Obviously, the outcome didn't, but the actual play itself, take the block that happened away. It was a good design play there by Alcona and showing that passing that they wanted to work on today. So, you know, they haven't scored that touchdown yet. They're 21 yards out. Maybe they work on that passing to get in the end zone maybe.
You know, they'd like to. They go to that full house. You expect somebody to come in motion. We have a stoppage and timeout on the field. 3:56 to play in our second quarter. 28-0 Alcona on Hits FM, your power station for sports. First down and 10 from the Hail 21-yard line. They're expecting pass. There is zero down linemen for the Alcona Tiger, for the Hail Eagles. Roll out pass here for Summers. Fires deep to the middle. Caught. Touchdown. A beautifully drawn out play as number 9, William Liebler, able to make the catch. And a touchdown.
Yep, very good play right there by Summers. Able to get that ball off in time. Good ball. Receiver's able to look it in for a good touchdown. That's what Alcona wanted to work on. They wanted to work on the pass game in the first half, and they started out with that 63-yard touchdown pass. They're able to do that now, closing the second quarter off. So it's a good job there by Alcona. Let's see what they do for the two-point conversion. They've been passing quite a bit on it. They did a toss play the last time, so let's see what they're able to do now.
They're going to go to that full house set. The screams play action. Screams it. And, nope, it's going to be a run right at the gut. And that's going to be converted as Sheldon is able to make his way in. So with a 3:49 to play here in our second quarter, it's Alcona 36 and Hail Nothing on Hits FM, your power station for sports.
WQLB, Ottawa City, Michigan, and WKJZ, Hillmont, Alvina.
Thirty-six to nothing, Alcona here over Hail. 3:49 to play in our first half. And that is important, as this ball is kicked out of bounds. So we'll have a penalty here on that. But that is important because with 3:49 to play in the first half, yes, it is 35 points ahead. But that clock is not running. That 35-point thing is only in the second half. So we are still 4 minutes from halftime, and this game is going to stay with the regular clock.
And that's the last thing that Hale's thinking about right now. You know, they just want to be able to move the football down the field. So, you know, they can't worry about what the clock is at, when it's going to be a running clock. They just got to worry about themselves here. And, you know, they've had some missed blocking assignments. They've had some problems with the motion. You know, you just want to work on those little things right now. You understand where this game's at. It's 36-0. It's late in the second quarter. You know where you're at in this game. But now you got to work on your stuff. And Alcona's probably going to sub some players in here. You're probably going to get a little bit more of a fair matchups and some stuff. So, you know, work your stuff and, you know, see if you can move the ball down the field and maybe pick up a first down or two.
Patton's going to line up empty set. Trying to get, they got 10 seconds to snap this ball. 5 seconds. Looks like they're getting set. Man in motion. And there's going to be a turn, hand to Koepke. Koepke able to avoid a tackler, but they're way more. And then I think this is going to be a face mask penalty as this is thrown into the pile where the tackle happens. I'm going to guess that someone grabbed the face mask. And that's exactly what happened. They still have just the 5-yard face mask gap. So just a grazing of the face mask, not a personal foul. There's still that 5-yard face mask in high school football. So that will turn a loss of 3 into a gain of 3. Late loss of 2 into a gain of 3. And so it'll be first down, second down.
It should be first and 5. It should be a 5-yard penalty.
From the spot, right?
From the spot of the play.
But we're going to go first and 7. That's what we're going with. And, we took it down off. So now we're going second and 7.
I think the coaches want to get to or the officials want to get to the running clock awful fast tonight.
Yeah. They're in Gibson in motion. Give it to Gibson on the sweep, and he's going to get back to the line of scrimmage, and it'll be third down and 7. This game brought to you in part by Lincoln Hardware. Backwoods Home Maintenance by Joe in Harrisville. The Lincoln Outdoor Center. Skidway and West Branch Pharmacies. Dean Arbor Ford of Tawas City and Dean Arbor Chevrolet in East Tawas. Third down and 8 after no gain on the play. Clock is running now under 3 minutes. 36-0 Alcona over the top of Hale. It's 36, and they've scored 5 times, but it doesn't feel like they've really blitzed Hale. Really, the offense has been kind of gradual to make their way to 36 points.
Yeah, it's been in spurts, and in different segments of the offense has been working with it, but.
And it's turned handoff up the gut to Gibson, and this will set up fourth down at about 5. He's able to pick up a yard across the 45, so a yard and a half or so to the just to the other side of that 45-yard line.
Definitely has a different pace than what Alcona played last week, though. You know, you do a track meet last week, 82-52, and now you're 36-0, but it's a different feel for sure. And Hale has a big fourth down here, and it looks like they're going to call a timeout for it.
Yep, they're going to try and talk about it, plan what they want to do. 36-0 Alcona, 2:15 to play in the half on Hits FM, your power station for sports. Thirty-six-nothing, Alcona over the top of Hale. Let me tell you, Jeff Erickson is allowing some lengthy timeouts here. I'm always worried when we take 60-second breaks of timeouts. You know, sometimes those breaks are 45. He's going minute 20s. He's making his way time. Good for Jeff, giving these guys some time to talk. Fourth down here, Patton back to pass. Big six-step drop, fires right side, and it is tipped and incomplete. It was intercepted for a second there by number 32, Hayden Johnston, but then a good pass break up by number 21, Jeremiah Bolas of Alcona, yeah, who swatted out of his hand.
Yep, really good job there on defense by Alcona. Hale had to bring in an extra blocker, just knowing that they're not going to be able to have a whole lot of time. They probably drew something up similar in the huddle there, and they only had two receivers go out for a route. They had their far side wide receiver on the left side run a post route, and then their inside receiver on the right side ran a little out route there. He had a little bit of time to throw, but when you only have two routes go out there, there's a whole lot of coverage out there, and there's just really nowhere to go with that football. So just a tough situation, and now you find yourself back on defense here at the 50, 45-yard line now.
That is not Summers at quarterback. And that's turn, and that's a handoff to Sheldon. Quarterback is number 8, Jacob Rincheski. And so that'll be the end of the day, I'm sure, for Summers entirely. He might play on defense, but on offense, I don't think we're going to see number 3 out there anymore.
And a good day. I mean, he showed the ability that he can run the football really well, and he had some moments in the past game that needs work, and he had some moments that were really good in the past game, and that's something they can build off of. And as they face a little bit tougher of a schedule later in the season, this is going to be a good learning moment for him, and it's going to be fun to watch him for sure, especially in a few weeks when we have them against Augury.
And it's going to be a keeper here, and able to slip ahead through the line is Rincheski, and he's going to get across the 40-yard line to the 39. That's a pickup of about 5 on the play, and set up 3rd and 3. That was dangerous, though. Rincheski had that ball kind of out in front of him a little bit, almost like that was a seeing eye dog through the line.
Yeah, you want to make sure you're holding on that ball, and coach is going to be working with him on that for sure, and this is a great experience. You know, Alcona being the bigger team, they have an opportunity to have more backups, and you know, they're going to get those kids a lot of reps. Hale doesn't have that fortune. They don't have a whole lot of backups over there. So, you know, they're going to get the reps too, and which they need. So, you know, to build on this game into next week. So,
back to pass is Rinchensky. Fire over the middle, and it is too high for the intended receiver, Colin Walker.
That play right there, the wide receiver's running a slant route. The one problem with their slant routes is they're running into the linebackers. You have to make up your mind to run in a slant route. Are you going to try going deep in behind them, or are you going to try cutting in front of them? They're kind of running right at them, which is making a really tough throw for the quarterback. The quarterback can only do so much on a slant route because it's going in the middle of the field where people are. So I would think that with your offensive line playing as well as they have, they've had moments where they've broken down, but they consistently have been okay. Let's run that slant route almost like a post route. Instead of going about 3 or 4 yards, let's go about 6 or 7 yards back there to give your quarterback a better chance to complete a pass.
Fourth down and about 5. Rinchensky brings a man in motion. Snap, roll out right, looking to pass. Fires right side. It is caught. Fighting ahead. This is going to be right at the sticks. I think he got it. That is 34. Nathan Nardi on the play, and it's going to depend on the spot. And this is a first down. They're going to give him, yeah, just ahead of the line there, right at the 35-yard line, which is just enough for a first down.
Yep, forward progress. Looks like he got enough for the first down, and 20 seconds left here. Might be the last play of the half, so let's see what Alcona is able to cook up. You know, they've shown that they're going to let their backup quarterback get some throws in, so, you know, why not maybe throw another throw here and see what he can be able to do.
20 seconds to go in the half. Back to pass, Rinchensky, firing deep down that right side, and it is caught and making his way towards the end zone. What a catch by Colin Walker. Fought off some good defense, some physical defense on the onside, came back to the football, and it's a 35-yard touchdown pass by Jacob Rinchensky.
What a great job by the wide receiver. This is one thing I like to talk about with receivers. You know, your quarterback's there. He's going to get the ball snapped. He's going to throw it up. But after that, it's up to you to do what with it. You know, you don't just keep running your route. If that football's thrown short, go get it. Help your quarterback out. Don't just keep running and let it drop. He did a great job there. That ball was underthrown. The wide receiver came back to it, made a great play on it, and he was able to fight off a defender in the end zone for a touchdown. So that's great wide receiver play right there. And that Coach Sumner said he wanted to pass the ball in the first half. It shows that the receivers want the ball passed too. So great job there by Alcona for sure.
Yeah, that was a really nice play by Walker, who really made that play for his quarterback. Rolled out right here by Rinchensky, fire into the corner. And did he get a foot down? Yes, he did. What a catch. That 34, I believe, Nathan Nardi. Yeah, that's 34. Stuck the toes in the dirt, reached out and caught the ball. So with 11 seconds to go and a half, it is Alcona 44. And a Hail Nothing on Hits FM, your power station for sports. Kick on the ground is recovered by Wyatt Irwin. Kind of a squib kick, not an onside kick. A squib kick that got to about the 27-yard line. So a good firm squib kick with 9 seconds remaining in the half. 44 to nothing. Alcona over the top of Hale. It started as a flurry. This started a little slow. Alcona, that first couple possessions, it didn't seem like. Possession about four on has been impressive for the Tigers.
For sure. I think they started to figure out what they needed to do in this game. They were able to run the ball to the outside a little bit and then convert some of those pass opportunities that were there. So it's just about taking advantage of it. They had a little bit of blocking issues early in the game. You know, quarterback was getting hit a little bit when he dropped back there. I think they've taken care of that pretty well, and they put the foot on the gas pedal for sure now.
9 seconds to go in the quarter. We'll see what Hale draws up here. Patton dropped back to pass and immediately some pressure. Able to step up in the pocket. Now he rolls out left, fires over the middle, and just short of his intended receiver, Sean Bernard. But man, I like what I see. The presence of Bernard, of Patton, doesn't roll out and escape. Goes, I can still make a play here. It didn't end up happening. Kind of threw a duck there as he was moving his way through. But, man, I just like the fight in him, man. You're seeing him fight.
And that's exactly who he is. I mean, that's how he was last year, and I got the opportunity to coach him, and that's how he's going to be this year and forever. And great footwork in the pocket to be able to step up in there. The one thing, though, you're going to have to work on is when you roll to the left, throwing across your body, that's a really tough throw. Keep stepping up and going forward instead of going to the left.
Again, drop back to pass. He's going to escape a tackle. The first one, not the second one, though. Fumbles the football, but recovered by Hale. So that'll end our first half of play. And at the end of our second quarter, it is Alcona 44 and Hale nothing. We now take it to halftime on Hits FM, your power station for sports. And what a short corner that is. As we get set for the kickoff of the second half, the Hail Eagles started with the football. So this means the Tigers will start with it here. And this is an important drive because the clock will run outside of timeouts, injuries, penalties, and scores. But if Alcona can score on this first possession, we will very quickly get into where nothing will stop the clock outside of essentially injuries. It will be the only thing that will stop the clock once it gets to be a score of 50 points or more ahead.
And you know for sure that Coach Summers told us seen that because, you know, those kids want to get home. They want to eat dinner or something. So they want to get this game over with as fast as possible. So that's definitely on their mind to be able to get that touchdown, get it quick.
Hale took the ball to start the game, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, Alcona's kicking off the second half here. Hale's going to start on offense. Huh. So Alcona declined to put the offense on the field. I'm going to guess, I don't know. I don't know what happened there. But there was some sort of agreement for Hale to start with the football here in the second half, I'm sure. And so the kickoff went out of bounds for, I think, the third time today. So we'll see how that goes.
One of two things happened there. One, the captains messed up saying what they were supposed to do, if they were supposed to receive the ball or kick the ball. Or two, Coach Summers was really not happy about giving up that many points last week, and he wants his defense to get more work.
It may be. Who knows? Clock will start to run now here in the second half. This game brought to you in part by Schofield Real Estate of Hale, the Lunchbox of Curran, Hale Chiropractic, Shorts Auto of Hale, and Hale Creek Manor. Patton will lead the Eagles out onto the field. Sun has officially set now here in Lincoln. They bring Koepke in motion. It's a turn. It's give to Gibson, and that's met right at the line, driven backwards for a loss of about a yard, and it'll be second down and 11.
Not a great start for Hale here out of halftime, but, you know, don't kick it down on yourself. You got to, you know, try keeping positive, try building off this, and, you know, as we mentioned in the halftime here, they got a big rivalry game next week against Winnemore Prescott. So, you know, any little momentum that you can build up here, try bringing it in next week. So, you know, every play is an account for sure.
A couple of scores to pass along to at halftime. It was Millington 33-0 over the top of the Taos area Braves. They're about the same line we are. Man in motion. And Patton's just going to do quarterback power to the right. Tries to bounce it outside, and he's not going to get there. And able to pick him up for a loss of about 7 yards on the play are the Alcona Tigers. That was 32 for Alcona, who made that play, Hayden Johnston. One of the captains is going to set up third down and long from the 33. They've got to get to midfield, so third and 17.
Another score update, second quarter. It was Ithaca 14, Standish 6. And also Whittemore Prescott, who Hale will be playing next week, was up 20-0 against St. Charles and Heston as well.
And it is, let's see, Oscoda 22 and Maple City Glen Lake 14. So there's some scores. Thanks to everybody passing those along to us. Makes it seem like we know people. Third down and 18. Man in motion, Koepke, back to pass Patton. Pressure in his face, steps up, fires over the middle, and it is just short of the receiver. So many of those have been just short of where they need to be. That pass intended for Sean Bernard, who turned, and he was just breaking his route, so he couldn't really realize that the ball was coming short to even come up and try and make a play.
Yep, Sean Bernard ran a post route there. Sam Patton did a good job. He did a five-step drop. Good job working his feet up in the pocket. The offense line just needs to give him one more second to be able to get that ball off cleaner. And, you know, that's something that, you know, maybe Sam takes a little more of a leadership role and get after him, because, you know, if you just give him one more second to block, that might be a big pass play right there for Hale.
Here comes the punt by number 72, line drive. And Summers just going to let it bounce. He'll be pick it up, and he'll drop to a knee at the 30-yard line. So Alcona not going to try and return that kick. So that was 72, Kenneth Carpenter, one of the seniors on this team, who punts that football away. 9:10 remaining in our third quarter, 44-0 Alcona. They get the ball for the first time here in the second half. Again, we're in that running clock situation, the TIPS acronym for those of you at home. If you want to write that down on a napkin real quick for what's going to stop the clock. Timeouts, injuries, penalties, and scores. Any of those things happen, we'll stop the clock. So incomplete passes, running out of bounds. Nope, not going to stop.
Big opportunity here for these Alcona backups, you know, who are getting the opportunity to play, because, you know, last week he played a really close game. You know, even though it was 30 points, it was back and forth for a lot, where he didn't get probably a lot of playing time. So, good opportunity to show what you're made of right here.
Rolling out to the right. And a quarterback keeper down the right side. That is Summers. Summers able to cut upfield. Summers now cutting back, and he is going to go to the end zone. Touchdown. First play of the second half for the Tigers. It's a 70-yard touchdown run, and I think they brought Garrett Summers in for this. And I bet you that is the only play he plays on offense in the second half.
As it probably should be. Yeah. You know what you have in him, and especially as a runner. He has shown that he is very capable as a runner, and he's going to be a problem for everybody on the schedule this year as a runner. So, he's shown that he's extremely dynamic, and, that's probably the last we'll see of him on offense today.
I'm sure it is. That'll make it 50 to nothing. So once Jeff Erickson gives the go-ahead, there it is. We run the clock, and we will not stop it outside of injuries until Hale scores. So line up for the two-point conversion here.
It looks like Summers is staying in for the 2 points. So, only 2 points we've really seen today. We've seen a fade route. We've seen a rollout. And we've also seen a toss play. So let's see what they do. They're in a full house formation right here.
To give, trying to bounce to the outside, Sheldon. Sheldon to the pylon, and he is in. And so with a 7:38 and counting in our third quarter, it is Alcona 52 and Hale nothing on Hits FM, your power station for sports.
Hey fans, after the game, be sure to check out Brad Allen's high school football scoreboard at WKJC.com. See updated scores and standings, conference by conference, and game by game. See how your hometown team is doing all season long at WKJC.com. Brad Allen's high school's football scoreboard is brought to you by Alcona Septic Service of Spruce, Coletta Araba Skoda, and H&R Block of Mile.
Memorize that. You're going to be reading that all season long. Yeah, check that out. I should be able to, I only live about 15 minutes from here. So not like on last Friday where I was begging. I was like, don't even check until the morning. I'm not getting home until after midnight. Don't even worry about it. But now I'm going to get home a decent hour, especially if this running clock stays this way. And 52 to nothing is our score. Ground ball kick, fielded, and making his way upfield to the 40, to the 45, through the middle, and taken down just after midfield. Looks like that is Cole Koepke. Able to make a little run there and get across midfield for the Hale Eagles. Yeah, good spot to start.
Yeah, really good job by there, Cole. By Cole, fielding the ball, being able to get up the midfield, and let's see what Hale can do coming out of this. And unfortunately, Brad, you might be able to get home early, but it's not looking good for your chips. It looks like they're going to go home early as well. So.
Yeah, I took for them to cover the spread, and it doesn't look good.
Right now, it's 11 seconds to go in the second quarter, 44 for Oklahoma State and 15 for Central.
Well, when Oklahoma State pulls their starters and CMU leaves theirs in, they'll get to that 22 cover of the spread. This game brought to you in part by Long Lake Bar and Grill. Richie Heavy and Truck and Auto Repair of Harrisville. Down in Country Water Conditioning of Hale and Northeastern Window and Door of Harrisville and Alpena. Thank you to all 40 of our wonderful sponsors. Patton lines up in shotgun. No backs with him. They bring Koepke in motion. They're going to give it to Koepke on a sweep, and he's just not going to be able to bounce to the outside. Hayden Johnston's been there all night long. That's going to be a loss of about 6 yards on the play. And that they've probably three or four straight times now that Hayden Johnston's blown that play up.
Yeah, I think, over time, Coach Bernard hasn't called plays in a few years. When you're watching this play, there's going to be some adjustments to be made. And I think one of those adjustments is going to be cutting that ball inside more. They're running the jet sweep, but they're running it outside to where the D-gap area is. So that means that they're running to the very outside of the formation. And what you could do is you could cut that ball right off of your tackle, your tight end there, and try going inside a little bit more. You're not going to have a big play out of it, but you're going to gain probably more yards than what you're losing right now going outside.
This is going to be a counter play to Gibson, who came across that tight end spot, able to pick up about a yard or so. On our sister station, WKJC, the Braves are on the board. They score first in the second half, make it 33-6.
Halftime adjustments. It's the name of the game, and you have that whole preparation from the end of your Friday night game all the way till your Thursday or Friday night game, and then it's your halftime adjustments, which obviously you don't have as much time. So that, to me, is a big part of coaching, whether it's your head coach, your coordinators, position coaches, whoever's there. you know, in that 10 to 15 minutes, what kind of adjustments can you make to really come out of the second half good? And obviously, Tawas made a little bit of adjustments there.
Yeah, good for the Braves. Hopefully, they can have a good showing in the second half, much like Ogama Heights did the other night. Patton back to pass. A lot of pressure in his face. Fire over the middle, and it is short. A little bit behind his receiver, and every pass has been short, and we're going to get a roughing the passer call here on Alcona. I'm going to just kind of guess that Alcona doesn't look happy about the situation here. And we have a personal foul on Alcona, and I think we're just going roughing the passer. I think that's what the call is. Not helping me out here, Jeff. Not helping me out make the call. Personal foul on Alcona, and he was thrown in the spot of roughing the passer, so this will be roughing the passer, and we'll see if it's enough yardage for a first down. They move through and cross the sticks, so that will be a first. Oh, that's right at the marker. Bring out the measurement. Haven't had one of those yet. Yeah, first down. We're going first down. By the way, again, because it is 52-0, this penalty is taking a minute. The clock is running. We're just over 2 minutes to go in our third quarter here. Patton and shotgun, man in motion is Koepke, back to pass. Lot. Oh, my gosh, a lot of pressure, and picked off. Thrown over the middle and intercepted. That's Liebler who picks it off, and he'll be taken down at the 45. And I don't know if that was supposed to be a screen, but every offensive lineman, I think, missed their block.
Yeah, I don't think it's supposed to be a screen pass because the two inside receivers, they're like wingbacks or slot receivers, you want to call them. They ran crossing routes there, and it's a play that actually needs more time to develop. And, you know, Sam didn't have a whole lot of time to throw there, kind of just threw it up, and unfortunately it went to the wrong color jersey. But
those have not got him in trouble all night long, those throw when he just threw it up, because it's been short of receivers. But that one, because it wasn't a deep route, it was picked off as Liebler able to jump across. So that is now back to Rinchensky in at quarterback. Snap, turn, give, and met in the backfield by Jeff Kwan. Jeff Kwan still hitting. And takes down the ball carrier.
And he helps him back up. You know, that's the kind of guy that Jeff is. He's going to hit you hard, and he's going to help you get back up.
He's going to put his hand down and say, all right, I'm going to help you up. He's not trying to make any enemies today.
You know, you talked about Ogama Heights having a great second half, and maybe Thomas could build on that. You know, Ogama's bringing it tonight. Halftime, 43-8 against Kalkaska right now. So that Ogama Heights team, you know, they showed a lot of fight in that second half. But that's something they could build off of for sure.
I liked what I saw out of Ogama Heights. That's one of the better Ogama Heights teams I've seen in a while. Man in motion, Rinchensky will roll out left, broken play. No one was there behind him, so he's going to take off and run. And he's got a lot of room. Bounced it to the outside, breaks a tackle to the 35, to the 30. And he now cuts back upfield and taken down inside the 25-yard line. Broken play, and he's able to pick up a little over 20 yards.
Sometimes the best plays are the plays that were never supposed to happen. And, you know, what happened in there, there was a shotgun to the quarterback. He turned around, no running back there. He just decided, I'm going to be an athlete. And sometimes that's all you need to do. So, you know, quarterback said, I'm just going to go make a play for myself, and refused to go down. Was able to get a big gain right there. And now Kono's moving the football at will, even with their backups right now. And Hale's tired. You know, you can see it, and it's tough on him. And, you know, luckily they'll have an extra day off, and hopefully get ready for the 10-mile rivalry against Whittemore Prescott next Friday night. But this is the end of the third quarter here, it looks like, and Alcona's up 52-0 right now.
And, yeah, so we'll take you to our fourth quarter right after the break here on Hits FM, your power station for sports. Man, that third quarter seemed like it lasted about 12 minutes, right?
That's the that's the nice player out there. That's the clock. So
that is the nice thing about these running clock situations. We got nobody getting hurt. We're able to get through these games that need to be finished. So 52-0, Alcona over top of Hale here. But yeah, let's talk about next week a little bit here, because Hale's got a big one against Whittemore. 10-mile war. It started as a trophy game last year, which I thought was absolutely great, to put a trophy, between that. Hale won the first one last year, which you're very proud of, coach, and win that first one last year, from Hale, but Whittemore's going to look to get back.
For sure. And I was happy as a trophy game too. I mean, I don't mind having a trophy, and it was a great experience. And you know, my background with those schools is well documented, and you know, got a lot of love and respect for both programs. And it's a fun game, and you know, it's a game I didn't think would ever happen.
Renchesky on a pitch, but he's going to be met in the backfield on a pitch to Sheldon, and a good tackle there by, I would just assume Jeff Gwan.
It is Jeff Gwan.
Yeah, so I didn't see it, but I'm assuming 42.
But, you know, back to that game for next week. It's just, it's a game as a Winona Prescott alum I didn't think would happen. You know, I just didn't see them going to eight-man football until about 2016-17. We started to get the idea that was going to happen, and once you go eight-man football, well, there's a school that's 10 miles away, and you know all the kids. You play them in basketball, you play them in baseball. You know, some go to the tech center and IRISA together. So you understand them. You know them. And you know, let's make it a game. And last year it was a 38-8 win for Hale. And I think Winmore Prescott's hungry to get it back. So it should be a really close game, I think, next week.
Second and 15, Renchesky, a little swing pass out to the running back. A lot of room out there. Breaking a tackle, heading towards first down and down the sideline. Touchdown for the Alcona Tigers. You got a number on that? As all the way on the opposite side of the field here. Is that 42 Nardi? I think caught that football. That's what I'm going to go with. I'm going to go with 42 would have been Colin Walker. So maybe it's 43, Jacob June. I didn't get a good look at the number.
Well, that's what happens when you move so fast.
Swing
you know,
pass out of that, yeah.
Alcona was able to do that swing pass to the flats out there, and receiver did a great job at catching it in, making himself open. Sometimes those swing routes, those flat routes, are tough to make yourself open, and he was able to do a great job at it and get the touchdown. And now they're looking to go up 60 now.
Turn handoff out of the two-point conversion to 34, Nathan Nardi, and is a no good. But a lot of speed from whoever that was out of the backfield. I'm sorry that I didn't end up picking that up. I'm going to go with the guy who's listed as a running back on the board here. I'm going to go, that's number 7, Logan Urban. I think that's who we're going to go with here, is 7, Logan Urban, who goes down the sideline there. Because he was too small to be Nardi. So a guy smaller than him would be Urban at 5'7". So that's who we're going with. That's who we're going to go with, who caught that touchdown.
And I think he's happy with that.
Yeah.
He'll take credit for it.
That's right. The Urban family possibly at home right now is going, dang right, it was number 7. That's who we're going with. Guy listed at running back. That was good burst of speed down the sideline there to be able to score the touchdown, got one block that he needed, and, you know, wham, bam, it's 58-0.
Yep, and this is, you know, Alcona had a vision for this game, and it's taken place. And, you know, Alcona Tigers look like a legit team, and it's very disappointing. They don't have the opportunity to play in, you know, a week 10. And that's something that, you know, we touched on last week in the pre-show about, you know, adding another division to eight-man football. And I think it's inevitable. It's going to happen. I mean, I've heard that it's going to happen eventually. So hopefully sooner rather than later. But let's enjoy the 9 games they have. And there's going to be some great ones. One that I'm really excited that you and I are going to get to broadcast against Augur A, where I think, you know, that could be another track meet potentially.
Yeah, especially with the defense Augur A has shown the past few years. High kick, good kick, kicked down to the 5-yard line. And it's going to be picked up, and Koepke trying to find some room, and he'll be taken down at the 21-yard line. Good hit. That was Gibson on the return and taken down by the Alcona Tiger. And they'll stop at the 20-yard line, and with 8:20 to play here in our fourth quarter, this might really be the last chance for Hale to put some points up on the board.
Yeah, and it's been a struggle. Really, their last couple biggest plays have been personal fouls. And, I mean, you can hope for them, but you can't control them on your good part of it. So, you know, what are they going to do here? If they run the ball, I'm looking for them to cut it up a little bit sooner, and if they're passing it, you just got to dig down as deep as you can as an offensive line and try getting your quarterback just a little bit more time to get that ball out.
Patton under center, or a shotgun, and it's going to be a little pop pass to that right side and able to find a few yards up across the 25-yard line to the 27. And Jeff Gwan again comes up limping. That was 32 Koepke who came away with the football there, and this is just what you don't want to see. Gwan, who hurt himself in the first half, that same right leg appears to be bothering him here in the second half.
He's a warrior, though. I mean, I know it from, you know, getting to coach him. He's been banged up, but he's gonna fight through it no matter what that scoreboard is, and that's what you want to see out of a senior who has been a big part of this Hale team the last two seasons. I mean, he played a lot as a sophomore. You know, he started at right guard that year and played a lot of inside linebacker. And then last year, offensively, he was all over the place. I mean, he played tight end, wing back, guard, maybe even center at one time. So he's definitely made himself noticed out here in a 58-0 game. We've called his name a lot, and that's a good thing for sure.
You're absolutely right. Back to pass, Pat, and actually it's going to be a little draw play. And, well, they've had trouble holding the offensive line. Draw play developed a little slowly, and Koepke met and driven back. That'll be a loss, and it'll be third down back at the 22-yard line. 6:15 and counting, 58-0 Alcona. It's not quite 82 like last week, but I think they like the opposite side of the scoreboard a whole lot more than last week when they gave up 52. Now holding Hale scoreless right now.
Yeah, I told you earlier, Brad, you know, as a coach, I'd rather win a game, you know, 30-0 than win it 82-52. I mean, you want that zero on the board. You know, you take pride in your defense. You practice defense a lot. And as great as it is to score points, you don't ever want to give up 50-plus, and they made it a focal point this week for sure.
Patton, deep pass down the middle, jumping, no catch, and we're going to get an unnecessary roughness penalty, I guess, on the receiver and, or on the corner. And, oh, we're going to throw one more flag in there for good measure. And it was intended for
Xander Johnson.
Yeah, number 20, or number 2, Xander Johnson, who comes up limping. And, yeah, 33, Jesse Sheldon here, caught him in midair and drove him to the ground. And I'm not sure that's a penalty in a 21-20 game, but in a 58-0 game in the fourth quarter, I think that's something that they might decide to call here. So we're going personal foul on Alcona. And you give the ejection signal right there? Is that what that? Because I saw that there's no way that you're ejecting him for that, right?
Not for the hit.
I thought first down.
Yeah,
I thought it was the...
Not for the hit, at least. You know, they did throw some extra flags. I don't know if something was said or not, but the hit, to me, I mean, was bang, bang. I definitely don't think it's ejection worthy. And you know,
it's not. Is he on this? I don't see. No, 33. It was not an ejection. It was just a first down signal. It just was a. He just went with the finger instead of with the arm because 33 is not on the sideline. So he must still be out there in the huddle.
Yep, 33 right here in front of us on the sidelines, and I think that's a situation there where, you know, Coach Summers is gonna let it go now. But in a close game, he's gonna have some arguments on that because that was bang bang. And you know, Xander Johnson did a great job at elevating. I mean, he got up for that. Xander Johnson's not that big of a kid there, and he got up for it and was unable to make the play. But, hey, they pick up a first down, and, you know, you got 4 minutes left. Let's try getting something going.
Patton back to pass. A lot of pressure in his face. He's going to be spun around and taken down. And back to the 30-yard line. A loss of 8 on the play. And, no, I 100% agree with you, though. I don't personally see what happened as a penalty, and especially not an ejection to go along with that. I think that's a 58-0 penalty of, hey, let's try and keep it clean out here. That's a statement. You know, like when officials start calling some fouls in basketball, same thing. I think that was just a statement by Jeff Erickson's crew here to say that, no, we got 3 minutes left in this game. There's nothing's going to stop the clock, so we're going to play for 3 more minutes. Like, we're not going to have any problems here. We're not going to let that happen.
Yep, and it's completely understandable just because of the nature of where this game is at right now, but closer game.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Depends on who your coach is. I mean, if it's me, I already told you, those illegal motions there, they would have heard about it early and often. I mean, I would be, they would have had, you know, my number after this game for sure about that. But looks like Hale's going to call a timeout here. But
yeah. Oh, please. Nope. Don't stop the clock, Jeff. There we go. They're just so used to it. You know, these officials, you know, they hear timeout, they wave those arms to stop the clock, and then they go, oh, wait, whoops. That's not what's supposed to happen. So we run the minute here through the timeout. And that was the goal here. They waited for the play clock to go down, then called a timeout. Guan's hurt. Johnston looks like he was coming. Johnson came up a little bit sore. I think this is a we're not trying to run any more plays if we don't have to.
Yeah, it's just the situation that they're in. And you're trying to play another week, so you got to do it. You got to do it. Whatever's the best help for the team, and Coach Menard's going to do what he feels is the best for sure. So, got halftime right now in the biggest game of our area teams, and that's Ithaca is up 20-12 on Stanish at halftime.
hanging around within a score. And Standish is typically a second-half team, so I will openly kind of almost root for that. There is we're hoping for our area team to put themselves on the map here against a powerhouse in Division 7.
And I love the tests that they have in their schedule. You know, you have Ithaca in a few weeks. You and I are going to be doing the Millington game, and then Week 9, which I've talked to you, Standish and Gladwin's going to be an epic game this year.
Patton back to pass on second down, firing deep over the middle, and he overthrew everybody. And, you know, that's okay. Shoot that out there, young man. That's the first overthrow we have seen of the day from Sam Patton. And, yeah, he fires that one long. And with a minute and 20 seconds left in this contest, that'll set up third down and about 20.
Those overthrows are fine as long as you overthrow the defense, too.
Right.
That way it's you know, it's not a risk out there, and that's what they did. And he has a really good arm. It's just, you know, getting opportunities of they have to bring so many people in to get the blocking so that there's not many people out in routes. So it's just if you can, you know, develop your blocking a little bit better, it's going to help for more routes to be able to go out and open up the pass game. And, you know, hopefully as the season goes on, they have that opportunity.
Again, deep pass over the middle, and it is incomplete as number 11, Sean Bernard, never knew the ball was coming. Never turned to look at the ball, and so that'll set up fourth and 20. We have 35 seconds left, and Hale can bring the clock down and make sure that they run this as the last play of the game. But I like it, man. They're going for it. They're running all out here because they are just trying to get a zero on the board. And this is kind of a chess match because, you know, for Coach Summers, you don't want to do anything too much here to rub it in, but also you want to keep that zero on the board. So he's really trying, I'm sure, pleading with his corners here. Make the play.
Well, he said it when we did the interview that his defensive coordinator took last week personal, and the best way to take it personal is show that you're going to shut a team out.
Sam Patton on the run, and he will run out of bounds. And as he runs out of bounds, the clock hits zero. And so our final score, the Alcona Tigers 58, Hale Eagles 0.